And then
one... No, start again. Start again, please, Amelia. Tell us a story.
Daddy, I want you to help me because I'm...
Okay, I'll read what you've written so far. Okay. What you've written so far is, once upon a time there was a princess
in a castle. And then one day a dragon came and it was so big that she went out of her tower's door. And then she ran behind the oak tree and then she said... And she found a prince and then they all ran together behind his cave and then they heard him, his big stumpy feet, and then they ran inside of the cave and then he went in this cave and they hid it where he couldn't see or no one else. And then he ran out of the cave into a witch's and into a witch's cave.
Witches have caves as well.
Witch's cave, and then the princess, and then the princess didn't know the witch was behind her. And then he put her in a cage and then she locked her with a key and then she put the boy and then she put the prince in as well. And then they were trapped and then the witch said, "You are gonna be in fire soon for my dinner. Until the dragon came, you're going to be in fire and then the dragon came and eat you for your dinner." And then they said, "No, we won't." And then she said, "Yes, you will." And then he said, "No, we won't." And then the witch said, "Yes, you will." And then the princess said, "No, we won't." Until the witch went into her kitchen and made a spell for them. And then they creeped out of the cage and then they had a way how to creep out of the cage. She just made a little scribble of a tube and then followed the noise, then break it off the cage carefully. Then when they were free, they ran out and then they ran out of the witch's cave and then they went back to her castle and the dragon was still there at her window and they went up and up and up until they went to the bathroom and then they saw his eye look out the window and then they saw his eye and he said, "Hello. My name is Juby, and I am a goody dragon, and I don't hurt you or I don't make fire on you. And I wasn't going to eat you like the witch said." He was just teasing, because I was just pretending I was eating you. And then they were a big happy family and they went in his castle and then he shrank smaller and smaller and smaller and then they went in the castle with a small dragon that he shrinked and then they went in a castle with the queen and then they found a castle and they opened the door and they found and in front of the castle's, I mean the tower's castle, there was a king and a queen and then they've been one happy family with their small dragon. The end. And they live happily ever after.
Oh, that was a fantastic story, Amelia.
And then we have to buy all of that.
Okay. All right, I'll take a picture of you and what you've written so far. Yeah, okay. And then we'll finish writing the rest of the story.